America battles another surge in COVID cases, and vaccinations nationwide have basically plateaued. Officials are now taking the hardline and controversial step of mandating the shot for some employees.
Both California and New York City have announced that they will require all government employees get the vaccine or face weekly COVID testing. And now the Department of Veterans Affairs has become the first major federal agency to require healthcare workers get the shot. That includes physicians, dentists, registered nurses, and anyone else who might provide direct care to veterans.
While a majority of physicians are in fact vaccinated, that is not the case, though, for many others working at healthcare facilities. According to a recent AMA study, only about 60% of nursing home staffers have received the vaccine. That's compared to 80% of residents. It's yet another move to try and get this pandemic under control, with both mask and vaccine mandates likely to be the next big fights in America's already polarized battle against this virus.
News Nation's Allison Harris live in D.C. tonight. Allison, this all comes as the rapid spread of the highly contagious Delta variant continues.
Yes, it does, Marnie, and this move today is significant. Since the start of the pandemic, this has not happened. This is the first time that the federal government is mandating vaccination for some federal workers. The Department of Veterans Affairs is requiring frontline workers to get vaccinated. That means the thousands of doctors, nurses, dentists, and physicians' assistants who work with VA patients nationwide must get their shots. The president confirming that news from the Oval Office today.
Yes, Veterans Affairs is going to, in fact, require that all docs working in that and facilities are going to have to be vaccinated.
VA staff has 8 weeks to get their shots or face penalties. The announcement comes as the Delta variant is surging and only 49% of Americans are vaccinated, meaning half the country is not protected from severe illness due to COVID. And new models project that COVID cases will keep accelerating this summer into fall. With cases and deaths peaking mid-October.
We are seeing a significant rise in cases concentrated primarily and overwhelmingly among the unvaccinated.
The president's chief medical advisor now saying masks could be making a comeback, even for those who are fully vaccinated.
This is under active consideration.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the White House and health experts are having, quote, active discussion about a range of steps that can be taken as cases climb, adding that any change to health recommendations comes not from politicians, but the CDC. And now the White House has decided to maintain its COVID travel restrictions, effectively barring any non-U.S. citizen from entry, even though other countries are allowing Americans in. Canada just recently announced that fully vaccinated Americans can travel to the country starting on August 9th. Rob?